We are batting one for one when it comes to surprise, reverse. We can say it because the guy can't hear us, right?
No, Nikki's out there with him.
Surprise, reverse proposals. You see, we solicited at the start of last week with our good partners, Mavolo. I went down there and I talked to Mark and I saw their amazing display. And they said, hey, we'd like to do something special with you guys. We said, well, we did a reverse proposal once and it went amazingly. They said, do you think you could recreate that? I said, absolutely not. They said, great. So they gave us this ring, this $3,000 ring, which Seth is sporting right there.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not sporting it on your finger.
No. Well, I don't want to open it up yet because, you know, Amanda's here. I want to, you know, put right. it in her hands in a second.
Sure. Now, Amanda entered our reverse proposal contest and very smart. She didn't write pages upon pages. She kept it very simple. She said about her hopeful husband-to-be, Charlie, I'm with an amazing man who works hard. Instead of proposing, he gave me a beautiful daughter. But now it is about time to show this amazing man how much I love and appreciate him with one of the most memorable moments of our lives. Mm. Amanda, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. You a little nervous?
Yes.
You'll be fine. Don't worry. Just picture Seth in his underwear.
She said she hasn't slept in four nights because of the anticipation.
Nights? Goodness gracious me. How old is your daughter?
She's 16 months.
Oh. And how long have you and Charlie been together?
We've been together for a little bit over 3 years.
3 years. All right. Very good. And how old are you, if I may ask?
I'm 25.
And how old is he? Is he older?
Yeah, he's 46.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Give me hope. Giving me hope. That's what I like to hear. So you're into older guys, obviously?
Oh, yeah. Always.
Yeah.
Anything older than 45, or does it stop there?
I was going to say, would you go
that's
up to 47?
I've been. I think I go up to 50.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I like her even more now. And you guys hail from what part of the Bay Area?
Clearwater.
Perfect. All right. Very good.
Now, you said you've been with him for 3 years?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you said during the break that he's been with you for 17 years. Have you known him for that long? Or?
No.
Okay.
I've not been with him.
I thought
you
said the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Has somebody stood by you for 17 years?
No one. No one has stood by her.
What were we talking about off the air?
I don't know. I thought the same thing. When she said he's been around me for 17 years, I was like, wow, what does she mean by that? But no, he wasn't like your babysitter or parents'
creepy.
Friend or anything like that. No,
okay.
That's good.
How'd you meet him?
I met him. I worked at Racetrack Gas Station, and I met him there when I was actually with my now ex-husband.
Huh.
My ex-husband was a crappy person.
Oh.
And I was looking to leave him for about 2 years, and I met him, and he changed my life.
No kidding.
So, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a nice story.
And so have you and Charlie talked about marriage before?
Yes, we have, before our daughter.
Oh, all right. And it just hasn't worked out to where you've been able to tie the knot yet.
Right, because we had her and babies are expensive.
They certainly are. And Seth, would you show her the ring from
Mavolo,
which, by the way, is on Henderson, Tampa Bay's best-kept secret, right across from the old Outback, the original Outback in South Tampa.
Oh, it's so pretty.
Unbelievable-looking ring, right?
It's not too gaudy. It's nice.
Perfect.
It's so weird giving a potential fiancé her ring.
I know. So then Charlie thinks that you're up here to get TSO tickets.
Yes, he does.
Now, is he going to be very disappointed when he finds out that he's not getting TSO tickets?
He might be disappointed, but he won't say anything about it.
Okay, good.
Now, is that Charlie's ring size? Is it going to fit him?
That'd be awesome.
We should probably get them TSO tickets also.
We're working on it.
Okay.
Nikki's down there talking to Oliver.
No, she's outside distracting Charlie.
Oh, yeah. Well, screw your TSO tickets. So, no, you know, we'll have her go down and ask Mike.
Do you want to have Charlie come in here?
Yeah.
Now, all right, Amanda, will you just put the ring? Will you hold the ring or should I? What should we do with the ring?
We gotta hide it.
Yeah.
Gotta hide it.
Dennis. Give it to Dennis. Let Dennis hold the ring. And then, Dennis, you can give it to her.
Yeah, he's trustworthy.
Yeah.
Then hopefully, he says yes, and then you give him the ring, and then you can put the ring on your finger. Is that
yeah.
the way? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's so great. So we're bringing in. Oh, I better pause the music. I don't want to give anything away with the music. All right. So what should we act like? It's just like a get to know your listener segment that we brought him in for?
Yeah.
All right. Sure. A little community outreach, a little, little we want to know the people who win tickets from us kind of thing. All right. I think we could pull this off. Because we're the type of show. I mean, Mo's really the type of show that would bring in contest winners to talk to him. But we would probably do the same thing.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. There's Charlie right there.
Charlie does not want to be on the air, by the way.
Oh, he does not?
Oh. He's not happy about this, but I said anything for TSO tickets.
Hey, yeah. Charlie.
Charlie, hey, how you doing? How we doing?
Good, man. We've been talking to your daughter for a while now.
Yeah. And,
We've got that a lot.
No way, really?
Yeah.
So hard to believe. So you guys came down here because you won TSO tickets from 102.5 The Bone.
That's So I'm told, yes.
Yes, and sometimes we like to bring people into the studio just to find out like what they're all about, how long they've been listening to The Bone. How long have you been listening to The Bone, Charlie?
Oh, gosh. Years.
Great. Yeah. Fantastic. You enjoy the Mike Calta show in the morning?
Excellent.
Good,
yes.
Buddy. Very, yep, good. Is that where you won the tickets from?
No.
You won them from our show.
From your show.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Damn right.
Good. guess they listen to our show, which is really good. And The Bone, obviously both of your favorite stations. You listen together. It brings you closer together.
We actually started listening to it on the paper route. I used to do a paper route with him.
Oh
yeah.
And yeah, he introduced me to it.
And you were on the overnight, so I used to hear you every single day.
That replay. I knew that replay would get people.
Yes. Oh, Charlie was delivering more than a paper. Hey,
Charlie! Well, good. All right. So we've got the tickets for you guys, and we'll let you get the hell out of here.
Well, yeah. I think, well, the part of the bit was Amanda has to kind of make a confession to Charlie in order to get the tickets.
That's right. Because we can't just let you have the tickets. So if you want to confess something, Amanda, to Charlie, then I guess that'd be okay. Anything you can think of. If you've lied to him, if you've brought him anywhere under false pretenses.
Well, should I get on one knee?
Yeah.
What?
Okay. Ever since you came into my life about 3 years ago, save me from that butthead.
Hey, can you get the microphone closer to your face?
You've made me one of the happiest women ever, and I never thought I could be so happy.
Hey, Amanda, can you talk right
now? Yeah, actually, don't. Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
So I wanted to, you gave me a beautiful daughter, too. And
yes.
I never thought I could have one, so I'm very lucky to have her. Someone asked you if you would marry me.
Of course I would.
You can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yes. You will.
And to make it a little sweeter, our good friends at Mavolo Diamonds have come up with a ring worth $3,000. So you don't have to worry about the expense of that, Charlie. Now he's going to drop to his knee. Oh, this is so great.
That was the wrong hand.
It's a little nervous. Come on.
All right, guys, get up. Get
yeah, 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 yeah.
No, we got to do a radio show here.
These floors are filthy. You don't
I just want him to be on his knee. Oh,
very nice. Very nice.
What do you think, Charlie? Are you a little surprised?
Just a little bit, yes.
We tricked you. There are no tickets.
No, there really aren't.
They were wondering if you were going to be mad about it.
Oh, gosh. No, this is much better.
I know. I mean, you know, the bad news, no TSO tickets. The good news, you don't have to buy a ring now.
Hey,
I mean,
that's right.
Which
that's
is a beautiful
right.
piece.
Actually, I did that get them gorgeous. TSO tickets.
No! No way!
Yay!
It's a double reverse trick.
Man, double reverse swerve McGillicuddy.
This is the best day of your life.
Wow. Yes, this is pretty awesome, guys. Oh,
fantastic. Well, good. Well, good. Well, congratulations to both of you guys. We love and we love getting people together.
Amanda, how are you feeling right now?
Relieved.
Now it's all
I
over
had
with?
Such bad anxiety over this.
She's known for a while now, and she said she hasn't been able to sleep for the last 4 nights because she's been thinking about
she
this.
She was hiding something from me. Well, a little bit.
It was hopefully this is all she's hiding
yeah,
from you.
Yes, it is. I wouldn't let you go. I got you on lockdown now.
Doesn't seem like a girl with a lot of secrets.
What does it feel like to finally wear that ring?
It feels weird.
Yeah, but a beautiful ring from Mavolo, and
really
we appreciate
beautiful.
Them very much. And congratulations to you two knuckleheads. We hope you get together and stay together and beat the odds and live out your years here in the Sunshine State.
And have another baby. Yeah.
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 Come on.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Baby, baby, baby. Well, thank you both very much. Thank you to Mavolo as well. Go see them across the street from the original Outback Steakhouse in South Tampa, 3410 Henderson Boulevard. I've been in their showroom. It's beautiful. Johnny D will custom design something just for you. And thank you guys both for being fans of our show and our radio station.
Look
thank
at that.
You.
They're
thank
just
you
so staring much. Into each other's eyes. That's real love right there, Garabo.
That is. I see it. Yeah. It's somewhat of a foreign concept to me, but I do see the real love happening here. So congratulations to both of you guys. It's been a great moment, and we appreciate you sharing it with us.
Are
you,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Amanda, are you about to cry? It looks like you're holding back tears.
don't hold
know
it back.
How to feel right now.
All right. Feel free to cry if you must. And please do. But thank you both very much. We have some callers coming in. Are you reacting to the overwhelming emotion in the room, sir or ma'am?
I am. Actually, I won the same contest about 2 years ago and have been married for 14 months. So,
wait, are you the guy who won the first? Wait, you're the dude yeah. who did the first reverse proposal with us?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. We were just wondering if you guys were still. Yeah, we were wondering if you guys were still married. You are, right?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. I invited you all, and you didn't come. So I had to call them and tell them not to waste the invitation on you guys.
We were just talking about whether or not we were really invited to that wedding, and I remember we did not go. But congratulations on staying together, and hopefully we're two for two with successful marriages after reverse proposals. Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem. I just wanted to call in and say thank you. Figured it'd be a good time to do so.
It was a perfect time to do so. Thank you very much. Hi, 1025 The Bone. Who's this?
It's Mikey.
Hi, what's up, dude?
Hey, how you doing? I just want to wish you all happy holidays.
Thank you.
See you next year.
All right, sounds good. Thanks to both of you for being here. Charlie and Amanda, you guys are awesome. And take that ring in good health and enjoy TSO on Sunday.
Thank you
very much.
It's all thanks to Mavolo, really, for making this happen.
It really is, and I'm tremendously grateful to them. When you're doing your holiday shopping and you want to get something really, really nice for that special someone on your list, definitely go in there, just mention the show, and they will treat you very well. I mean, they'll treat you well regardless, but they'll probably knock a couple $100 off the price just for mentioning the show. That's what Mark told me.
Well, now I feel like they have to once you put it out there.
Mark said they were going to get little LOD cards and all this stuff. He's got big plans for us. Joining us right now is a gentleman who I considered an esteemed privilege and honor to chat with when I saw that he has funded a $500,000 mission by Animal Defenders International to help enforce the Peruvian government's wild animal circus ban and relocate these animals in the largest rescue of its kind ever undertaken. I said, Gio, let's see what we can do to get the legendary game show host, philanthropist, an animal rights activist, Bob Barker. Come on down. You're the next contestant on In Your Face with Drew Garabo. How are you, Mr. Barker?
I am fine, Drew, and make it Bob, please.
All right, Bob, indeed. Thank you very much for joining me. As someone who watched you throughout my entire life growing up, I have to say I never thought in my career I would be fortunate enough to speak to a gentleman of your magnitude. It is a pleasure, sir.
Well, how very, very nice. And if you've been watching me all your life, you are a gentleman of good taste.
Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. And I love your work with animals, and I love something so seemingly small at the end of every Price is Right when you would say, always spay and neuter your pets, kind of caught on as a catchphrase. It shows your passion for animals. Bob, where does that passion come from? Why do you love the animal world so much?
Well, unlike millions of people, I was born with a great love for animals.
Great.
All animals. And I think that we're blessed, those of us who have this love for animals. And I think that the people who do not love and appreciate animals are really unfortunate in that they're missing one of the nicest parts of life.
I would agree with that 100%. I currently have two cats. I've had as many as five cats. It's a struggle for me not to take in every cat that I see in one of the, you know, you're shopping on the weekend, you go into the PetSmart or the pet food place or whatever, they got the rescue cats there. My wife has to drag me out of there because I feel like I should save all these cats, but I don't want to be that guy who's shown on the news who's got like 90 cats and a smell of feces in his dang apartment. You know what I mean? But you do so much great work through philanthropy. I'm sure you consider it a blessing to have made so much money to be able to use your power and influence to have such an impact on the animal community.
Well, I'm really delighted that I am able to help animals financially and every other way. And I've done it all my life. And I, as a kid, I used to pick up strays and bring them home. And I used to try to nurse animals back to health in my childlike way. And I have taken great pleasure in it, and I intend to continue doing it until the day I die. It's one of the great pleasures of my life.
Well, that is supreme. Everyone should find a pleasure, especially if it's helping other creatures or human beings. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that the movie Lion Ark finally signed into global distribution, which will show you gave $2 million to fund ADI's rescue of two groups of circus lions and other animals in Bolivia. I would love to see this film. And $2 million, that's a pretty good chunk of change, Bob. Are you sure you don't need any help from me? You got enough money in your pockets?
Am I sure what?
You know, you doing okay financially? I mean, if you, you know, you come off of $2 million bucks to help out some lions, I'm worried about your financial stability. Are you doing okay?
I tell you what, if I run out of money, I'm going to call you, and maybe you could do a campaign there on your show to get me food money at least.
I would be more than happy to start one of those GoFundMes to help get Bob Barker fed.
Help get Bob Barker back on his feet.
We could have you move into my house. We could have a separate wing for you. We could have a combination animal rescue / watch Bob Barker eat pizza all day. We put it on the internet, and before you know it, we're billionaires again, Bob.
Well, careful what you suggest, because I'll find you, and you'll find me on your steps, and there's a 91-year-old man out of money, out of food, out of his house, and here I am for you to take care of Drew.
Well, I think my wife would be much better with that than taking in 10 more cats. I'd say, look, honey, it's Bob Barker. He followed me home. Can I keep him?
I would watch that reality show all day long.
Wouldn't you, Drew and Bob?
Heck yeah.
And we help Bob get back on. Oh, this is magnificent. Speaking of that, Mr. Bob Barker, I'm sure you're speaking into a very thin microphone right now. And how have you been keeping your time busy other than helping the animal world since stepping down from America's greatest game show, The Price is Right?
Well, I work out regularly. I work out every morning, and I read a lot, and I have friends with whom I have lunch or visit occasionally.
Great.
And I chase the girls.
91.
It's a lot harder to catch them at 91 than it was at 50 or so, right, Bob?
No, I wait, and they come by.
Hey, let me ask you this, too, because you are a man who is beloved by many, but even the squeaky clean Bob Barker had to face some allegations earlier in his life. Should Bill Cosby address the issues right now, or should he continue to have no comment, in your opinion, Mr. Barker?
Well, that's a decision that he will have to make based on the fact that the allegations are true or that they are not true.
Mm.
And the allegation that was made against me was absolutely untrue.
Right.
And Jonathan Goodson, his father had died, and Jonathan became the president of the company. And he said, now, Bob, he said, I can pay this gal off. And he said, I think we can get this settled very quickly. Or he said, if you want to, we can fight it. I said, I want to fight it. I said, it's absolutely untrue. And he said, well, you may get some unfavorable publicity. And I said, well, if it's true, it won't be unfavorable. And so we went for it.
Man.
And I'm glad we did, because it worked out splendidly. And we proved that she was a liar. And I was the honest person in the suit.
Yeah, you really were, and it was barely a blip. And I guess that's a message for everybody out there. If you have nothing to hide, the truth will always set you free. And if you speak honestly, everything, even with some negative bumps in the road, everything will certainly wash out. And then Bob went right back to being the host of America's greatest game show, The Price is Right, featuring Plinko, the Matterhorn, and, of course, that one with the red zone where you couldn't reset the machine for another 36. Now, Bob, that was a crock of crap, right? You could really reset the machine if you wanted to, right?
We never had a crock of crap on The Price is Right.
That's fine. All right. Do you watch a show still with Drew Carey, or do you not even have time for that?
Do I what?
Do you watch the show being hosted by Drew Carey? You know it's being hosted by Drew Carey.
I turn it on occasionally to see what they're up to.
All right.
And I might add that Drew himself is interested in animals. I see him at an animal affair occasionally, and I've been on the show a few times.
Yep.
And I like Drew, and I love the fact that he's kept that show on the air, because I still get a royalty, and I will as well. I think it's another 4 or 5 years, so I'm pulling for Drew every minute.
Your honesty is refreshing, certainly. All right, what can people do if they want to help out this Animal Defenders International group? Bob, how can the average person who wants to help what you do, which is stop the suffering of circus animals and other animals throughout the globe, what would be your best recommendation on how they can get involved?
Well, I think the first thing that they should do is try to find out what animal activist type groups there are there in their area, and find out as much as they can about each one. And the ones that deserve their help and their money, I think that they could very well help them out, because all of these organizations have to have money. And then there are undoubtedly demonstrations at circuses mm-hmm. in the area. Go and participate in those demonstrations. Or if there are any other, it doesn't have to be for circuses. It can be for any kind of animal. But just begin to participate. Go to your local animal shelter, and you can help there in many different ways, probably.
Yep.
One, I know shelters out here, they like to have people come and walk the dogs. And that should give you great pleasure to get a dog out of a cage and let him walk around for an hour or two, you know.
Yep.
There are a lot of things you can do, but do it carefully. Some of these organizations they're in it for the money.
Right.
And be sure that your money is used properly before you make your contribution.
No doubt about it. You are a wonderful human being. You are you have used your sphere of influence to have a tremendous impact on both the animal world and on people and how we treat animals. I believe I look, I'm a cat lover unabashed. I'm a rugged heterosexual male who is not afraid to say that I love my cats. I genuinely feel a love for them. They have taught me so much in the world of patience and understanding and tolerance. I respect all animals, and I think the time has come and gone for us to enslave them and for us to treat animals the way that that circus organizations traditionally mistreat the elephants and the lions and the tigers that should be out roaming in Africa instead of in cages. So I salute you for your work there. Bob, you sound amazing. At 90, almost 91 years old, to sound as lucid as you do, as full of pep as you do.
The most important thing is lucid. If I'm still lucid, I'm ahead of the game, aren't I?
Oh, Bob, I talk to people on a daily basis who are in their 30s and 40s who can't express themselves with the same kind of vim and vigor that you do. So I wish you continued health.
Are these people sober?
I know. Under no way, shape, or form can I speak to their sobriety. There is no way in hell.
You should require your guests to be sober when they come on.
All right, but then I won't be able to talk to very many people, and that'd be pretty dull, Bob. But listen, I've enjoyed this time tremendously. I hope you continue to have great health. And if something does go wrong, you're 91 years old, for crying out loud, would you be offended if we were to replay this interview and say, my gosh, he sounded so healthy when we spoke to Bob Barker? That wouldn't bother you at all if we gave you a little tribute and then played this back, would it?
Well, you're doing it in a complimentary way, and there's nothing I enjoy more than compliments, so go right at it.
Perfect. And is there anything that you'd like to say to people from beyond the grave if we should happen to play this now? Are there any words that you would like to share with people other than spay and neuter your pets?
Well, now, it's been suggested that on my tombstone I have that very thing: help control the pet population, have your pets spayed or neutered. But my brother, who has a sick sense of humor, says on my tombstone, it should say, come on down. And I do not like that implication.
No, you are definitely on the way up and not coming down, my man.
I can certainly hope.
You can. I hope we get the pleasure to speak with you again. You're an unbelievable human being. I hope you have a great afternoon, Bob. Continued good health to you, sir. And again, thank you for the influence that you've had, not just on me, but on millions of Americans everywhere. Stay in good health, okay, my friend?
Thank you, thank you, thank you for your many very, very nice compliments. I appreciate them, and I've enjoyed the interview myself, and I'll talk with you anytime you wish.
Well, thank you, Bob. I'm going to hold you to that, and have yourself a wonderful, wonderful time. Thank you, Bob.
Best to you.
All right.
Wow.
What a dude.
91, man.
90 effing 1 years old.
People love Barker.
How do they not? How come you didn't say the price is wrong, bitch? Wow. What a, I mean, right? 91 to be able to speak like that?
I did have one issue with the interview.
What?
You said you were rugged when you were talking about yourself.
Okay, well, I didn't want to tell him that I'm barely a heterosexual male. I didn't think that would go over too well.